Well, I'm here for the food and drink trail, but I'm on a food and drink trail. This is a trial run for the real thing on the 1st to the 9th of September this year, celebrating and sampling the East Grinch's finest food and drink. And I'm here on my second one. I was just come from the Gurkha restaurant, and now I'm at Van Acham. I think I've pronounced that right. That's in the London Road. So would you like to just introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Dinoshan. Everyone calls me Dino. I am the owner of this Sri Lankan and South Indian restaurant.
Tell me what kind of food. I mean, I've just had some samplers there that they would be your starters, wouldn't they?
That's correct.
And you had this mutton roll. It'd be like a spring roll,
yeah.
But it had mutton in it. Now, I'm not big on spice,
yes.
Okay? Uh-huh. But your food is not overly spiced, is it?
That's correct. We can make all our food mild as well as really spicy, depending on the customer's needs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of your food's vegan?
That's correct. So I didn't know until I actually had to go through the menu itself, because we don't use any dairy, such as double cream or anything on our curries. We only use coconut milk based.
Yeah.
So everything, all our vegetarian items are vegan.
Yeah. And that is a real big thing at the moment as we're trying to cut down on dairy products and fat as well. I mean, you can get a really nice meal here and probably not have too many calories, I would have thought.
That's correct. Yeah. Because in Sri Lanka, we only use coconut milk and coconut.
Yeah.
Byproducts.
Yeah, yes. So we had a mutton spring roll kind of thing, which was lovely. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was a lentil
fritter.
Really nice. Yeah,
yes, it's
nice.
Crispy on the outside and softer in the inside. Yeah. And it comes with a nice coconut chutney as well.
Lovely. Yeah. And tell me, this is a family-run business, of course, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a family-run business. My mother's the head chef here. My brother and my dad, my sister, everyone works work along to each other to run this business.
And tell me the history of the business, because you've only been here for a year, isn't it?
That's correct. We opened last August 23rd, and it's coming up to a year now.
Fantastic.
So we're doing really well.
How are you going to celebrate?
I think we are going to call all of our local customers who supported us throughout this year. We are currently in the process of creating an invitation to have them come in and have a meal on us.
Yeah.
And just to say thank you for supporting us and being a part of this business.
Yeah. Now, you've been very much involved in the decor. And I must say, it's really classy, the decor.
Thank you.
It really took me by surprise because it's on the main road. I suppose some people would miss it. But I think you probably pride your business on word of mouth.
That's correct. We don't do any other advertisement apart from word of mouth itself.
Yeah.
We intend to have the customer come in and try our food and be amazed by it, and that's the only thing that we thrive on.
Yeah.
We want people to enjoy our flavours. It's completely different from any other curry houses that you will get in East Grinstead, because we are different spices, different flavours, and like I said, my mother's the chef and she makes everything very authentic.
Wow.
So I would want everyone to come and try our food just to see what they feel like.
Yeah, and you can come and try this food by sampling it, by coming onto the food and drink trail 1st and 9th of September. And you can get your tickets from the Mug Tree or the Don Domingo's or the tourism desk, but get in quick because there are very limited tickets. And I must admit, I think once people have been here and have done this trail, they'll definitely come back for more.
That's correct. Yeah, and we love working with the local community, and events like this will make our business much more known to people.
Yeah.
And I think I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. We're going to look forward to seeing you. I'm definitely coming in. So.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's lovely having you on.
Thanks for chatting to us. Thank you very much. Well, here I am in our third establishment, Don Domingo's. And I'm talking to Father Adam, who's taking part. Father, what do you think of it so far?
Well, it's been a great experience so far. Personally, I haven't visited any of these restaurants before, so it's been a great opportunity to try some fantastic local food and sample all the great things that they've got on offer.
Yeah, it's a great idea, actually, because we benefit because we've discovered a restaurant that maybe we might not have popped in, because I think we're a creature of habits, really, aren't we?
We are, yeah. We stick to what we know.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't like certain sorts of cuisines, so consequently we very rarely go to those restaurants unless I'm going with friends. So it's been a great opportunity to go and have a little taste everywhere, so that next time I've got friends around, we can pop out and have a meal elsewhere.
Yeah, brilliant. And of course, the owners, they benefit from it as well, don't they?
They do, yeah. So they're obviously getting a lot of footfall through the door, new people coming to experience new things in the town. I think it's a great idea for the town and the wider community, bringing people together, helping local restaurateurs and shop owners, cafes, all sorts of different things. And St Mary's is pleased to be able to be part of it with our beer festival, which is taking place on the 9th of September.
Right.
So I think we're sort of the last event, if you like. So participants for the food and drink trail are able to come along, show their ticket, get a free half pint at the beer festival and soak up a bit of the atmosphere. And if they want, they can buy a ticket there at the reduced price of £5. So we hope to be able to get a few more people through our doors too.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And most of the restaurants are all within walking distance as well. They're quite accessible, aren't they?
Yeah, very easily. Yeah, so you could easily park in town, or if you're lucky enough to live close to town, you could make a couple of days of it and trail around. I'd have a very light breakfast if that's what you're planning to do.
I know, yeah.
We've been spoiled, haven't we?
We have. And the food and drink trail, as I said before, runs from the 1st to the 9th of September. Tickets are just £10, but I would say, I mean, we've Don Domingo, they've let us choose a starter. And the starters are wonderful.
I mean, £10 is excellent value for all the stuff that you're sort of able to get and experience in the town. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to talk to me.
Thank you for having us.
I think we're on up to the mug tree next.
Yes, very good.
Looking forward to a piece of cake and a cup of tea.
Excellent.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, here I am at Dom Domingo's, and I'm chatting to the owners, and it's Hermano.
Yeah.
And it's...
Memo.
Thank you for your hospitality. This is our third restaurant on our trail. And we're on the trial trail, and so far so good. Now, we've had some starters. Just let us know about the starters that we've just had. And we're talking to you because you're, Memo, you're the chef.
I am the chef, and
And they're all, the recipes and all the food are very authentic to the region that you're representing.
So I know some of the different kitchens. I like to mix and to do something, magic things, that's why.
You like to do to do magic in your cooking.
Yes.
So your influences in your cooking, where did they come from?
Normally, it's my family, my mom, my father, sister. They cooking, or half of the way is coming from my family.
And what region?
Is the Turkish kitchen.
The Turkish kitchen. So So and your influences that come from. Although mainly you're front of house, though, aren't you?
Yes,
but do you get involved in the kitchen at any time?
Yes.
You do?
We're involved, but a little bit more memo though.
When we are busy together.
When we are busy, we help each other.
And you've been together 17 years, is that right?
No, from 2017.
Since 2017.
Oh,
Like 6-7 years.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah, and you took over there was an Italian restaurant here before, wasn't there?
It was Italian, yeah.
Yeah, and then you took over. When did you take over?
September 2022.
Wow, so you're quite new, aren't you? So so already you're getting regular customers coming through.
We're going there. We're having a few ones already.
So what do you think of the trail then? What do you think of the idea of this trail?
I like it. I like the idea of involving every restaurant, everyone being involved, and show a little bit of every cuisine. Everyone is different a little bit in town.
It just gives everybody a chance to sample. Right? Those people that maybe would have walked past your restaurant and not thought about coming in, this gives them the opportunity to sample your food, and then they'll rebook, won't they? They'll come back, and book. That's what we hope, isn't it? It's about supporting our local businesses, really. So, yeah.
It's a thing of trying the unique things.
Yeah.
What Memo does is unique kitchen.
Yeah, we like to do some foods around, don't have the same, because it's around have sometimes is similar, that's why we are different.
Yeah.
And mix like Spanish and Argentine, but we have some another cuisines from another countries.
Okay.
That's why we try to do something different, unique things.
Yeah, I've just had the green peppers, which are really nice. Yeah, I guess that's probably quite a popular choice for people.
The customers like halloumi, padron peppers, they like.
Yeah, and where do you source your meat? Do you source your meat, the steak and the beef? Do you source that locally?
No, we don't have sauce on the steaks. We just, when we cook, just put salt and on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we want to feel the meat flavor.
Yeah.
How is the, like, when is the animals is eating outside, we can feel the, all the things what they eat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we don't put nothing, just
Where do you get your beef from?
Our beef is coming from Argentina, special. We, some customers, if they want to buy, they just buy from us. But if they go somewhere to England, they cannot buy.
Yeah, yeah. So you have your contacts, but you're not going to tell me.
No, no, no contact. It's a secret.
Secret.
Yeah, secret.
Yeah.
That's like Sarah Diamond.
Yeah. Listen, thanks very much for chatting to me today, and we're off to we're off to another restaurant now. So, but thanks for chatting to me, and
we are here always. We wait for you.
Yeah. I mean, we're
here 7 days a week.
7 days a week,
and close.
You sleep and eat and drink here. So, East Grinsey Food Drink Trail, as I said before, 1st and 9th of September. So, come and taste some real good Argentina. Food here at Don Domingo, and that is just one of the restaurants that is available to you when you buy your £10 ticket. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Well, here I am at our fifth establishment on the fourth establishment on our East Grinstead Food and Drink Trail, and here I am at the Turkish restaurant. It's a Turkish restaurant, isn't it?
Turkish restaurant.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm talking to
Ekrem,
that's right, Ekrem. What a beautiful restaurant this is. It's the first time I've been in here, and I love the furnishings. Lush blue velvet. It's very, very smart, and the food's lovely. Now, we've just had some starters. So the starters are on offer for any of the people on the trail, they're coming. And what we've had was actually amazing. We've had the hot and the cold.
Mixed cold.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Take care. So hopefully you'll get lots of people coming in sampling your food.
I hope so.
Yeah, and they're allowed to choose a starter.
They are allowed to choose from the menu any starters they want.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, how long have you been here?
4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow, how's it going?
It's okay.
I tell you, it's always packed when I've walked past.
Usually it is, yeah. You have to book in advance to get a space, weekend especially.
Yeah, and the influences for the food that you deliver, is it all Turkish or is there
authentic
a mix? Authentic Turkish.
Real Turkish, yeah.
What makes you stand out or different from the next Turkish? There are quite a few Turkish restaurants in East Grinstead. What makes your establishment stand out, do you think?
Everything we do is done freshly on barbecue, real Turkish style. Like shish kebabs, other things, all done on a barbecue and is done freshly, special marination. It's all Turkish recipe. We don't mix Mediterranean or other food.
No.
Just the Turkish food, you know.
Stick to what you know.
So we don't want to change anything. We don't want to put any different food in the menu.
Yeah.
All Turkish.
Yeah. And you've got an amazing bar as well, haven't you?
Yes, we do. All the cocktails, anything you can imagine.
Yeah.
All the drinks, we have Turkish beer.
Right.
Authentic Turkish rakı.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I must say, I like the music as well.
Thank you very much.
Very soft, ambient music. Doesn't interfere with your talking and things.
That's right. Sometimes we do live entertainment, like Turkish nights, we do belly dancing.
Good.
Then it gets a little bit loud music, yes. you know.
You've certainly got the space for that, haven't you?
We have, yes.
Yeah.
We can cater for birthdays, anniversaries or big parties, and nice things like that.
So, how many have you got seated here? How many?
65.
Really?
On one time, yes.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and we also have outside place.
Yeah.
If people want to see
on
a nice sunny day, maybe.
Yes,
you know,
I know. Yeah, I know. We're still praying for it, aren't we? But lovely. Thanks very much for talking to
me.
Thank you very much. Thank
nice
you.
To meet you anyway. See you again, hopefully.
So here we are on the food and drink trial. It's a Saturday at 2:40 and we are full to the brim. But our last stop is the Muck Tree. And we've got the owner of Muck Tree here, and your name is?
Hello, I'm Catherine.
And Catherine, how long have you been at the Muck Tree?
So I set the Mug Tree up in 2015. So we're in, what's that, 8 years now? 8.5 years.
That's a long time.
A long time. Yeah, long time.
And here we are, the people that are on the trail can grab a cup of coffee and a cake. Is that right?
Yeah, so we'll have a few choices on the day. We make everything in-house here, so it will kind of vary depending on what we've got at the time. But we should have a range of brownies, small cakes, probably have a couple of like little mini cream teas as well, and then you can have tea and coffee and stuff.
I've just had the brownie, and that was delicious.
Yeah, they're our bestseller, definitely. Yes,
yeah, and we've also got sushi as well, because we've got a sushi maker that's actually on the list as well, but she's not here today, but she's kindly sent us a plate of sushi. Looks rather nice as
it
well.
Is it's wonderful. She's her sushi is amazing. We've had it from her quite often, so it's lovely. Yeah.
So you're usually quite busy. You work very well known in the community.
Yeah, we do a lot of community work. Yeah, we like to get our names out there. We like to do things for the community and support everybody.
Yeah, because you're not really just a coffee shop, you do other things as well. You were telling me about...
Yeah, so we do lots of things, really. We do parties and events and baby showers. We've sort of, over COVID, we switched to delivering afternoon teas, and that's kind of branched out into party catering, and we do funerals, and we've done some weddings and all sorts of bits and pieces, really. We're quite flexible, we'll do anything.
So what do you think of the food trail?
Oh, I love it. It's so exciting. Yeah. I just think that for £10, to be able to go around to so many different businesses and try all of their sort of best sellers and their best things, it's such good value for money, and it's also raising money for the food bank, which is an incredible, very worthy cause. And I just think it's just incredible, all the businesses that have got stuck in, and they're being very generous, and it just seems like a really fun social activity to kind of do, you know, get your friends together or some colleagues and just, you know, go on. It's a bit like a pub crawl, isn't it?
But with food.
Yeah. So you end up stuffed and not drunk.
I know, yeah. Telling me stuffed is the name of the word, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And I think everybody should be coming on board and getting involved.
Yeah, you can definitely. Make friends. Absolutely, you know, yeah. Well. And you get to know the businesses as well. I mean, yeah. I know from my point of view that we get to know a lot of our customers that come in, because we're obviously front facing, so we speak to people and we get used to our regulars. But there's a lot of people on the trail that are quite new businesses in town. They've only been here sort of a year or two, or they opened up around lockdown where it wasn't really customer facing. So you can really get to know like the owners and their story and where they've come from. And we're very lucky in town that we've got lots of independent businesses and not just chains. Yeah, so it's really nice to get an insight into those businesses themselves.
Yeah. So grab a few friends.
Yeah, just grab your mum and your dad or your sisters or your friends and... Yeah, get out and trail around.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of businesses in Forest Row and the Fellbridge area as
Yeah, so it stretches from down from Fellcourt up to Forest Row. There's a couple together. There's like the Hop Yard and a couple up in Forest Row. And then, yeah, the bulk of them are kind of in East Grinstead Town. And then there's a couple down in Fellcourt and Fellbridge.
Yeah, and the food trail is on between the 1st and the 9th of September.
Yeah.
And the tickets are £10. And you get a card. And inside the card, there is a map of all the establishments. And and in that card, it tells you each business, the times that they're open.
Yeah,
when you can
times
come in.
And days and the sorts of things that they're offering. Mm. But also on the back as well, where people aren't really familiar with, but you'll collect a sticker every time you go into one of the places on the trail. So you collect a sticker on the back of the card. And those are kind of entries into a prize draw. So if you fill out the back of the card and return it to the organisers, then they will enter you into a prize draw. And the more venues that you visit and the more stickers that you get, the more entries you get into the prize draw. Mm. And there's some incredible prizes on there, you know, bottles of wine, meals for two. There's loads of really great prizes on there. Yeah, really good.
So that's the 1st and 9th of September, East Grinstead Food Trail. And get your tickets at the Mug Tree, here at the Mug Tree.
You can buy them here, you can buy them at Don Domingo, you can buy them at the Gurkha at Woodcock. And you can buy them at the library.
Yeah, get them while they last, because they're not going to be around for long. Thanks very much.
No, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm talking to Rob Baker because we're at the end of our trail now, our trial trail, because the real trail starts on the 1st of September. And Rob's been following us around from what time did we start?
It was about 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, and it's what?
5.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Most of the day. It's been great fun, hasn't it?
It has.
Tell us what you think about the...
Oh, I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
We've eaten so much lovely food in various restaurants that we've been into. We've met some lovely owners of the restaurants. Sampled their lovely food and their hospitality. Very charming, each person. It gives you the feeling that, yes, I would love to actually come back here and have a meal in each of these restaurants, these lovely places. So, so it's been really...
I think that's why it's such a good idea, isn't it?
I think it's really going to work.
It works both ways,
it's
really.
It's going to work for them.
Yeah.
Because people will come in that probably just walk past.
Yes.
And have a false impression of what maybe that restaurant's like.
Yeah.
But actually going in, sitting down, being looked after by the charming restaurant owners.
Yeah.
And tasting some of their beautiful food, really super, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been nice actually to find a little bit of background about each of the restaurants, because some of them are quite new, aren't they? Sort of like only been open a couple of years since COVID, really.
Having conversations, getting to feel like you're getting to know somebody.
Yeah,
it's been lovely.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good. And so that's it for us. We're going to go home and go to sleep, I think. Thanks, guys, for joining us. And Food and Drink Trail, as I say, is on the 1st and the 9th of September. And you can get your tickets at the Mug Tree and at the library and at the Gurkha restaurant and Don Domingo's as well. So we'll see you the week of the 1st and 9th of September.